Do you need some new hockey gear? You need a new hockey stick, some gloves? But do you want the best hockey gear available? I know I do. I can't use the stuff that's out there these days. So when I need new hockey gear, I go to ProStockHockey.com. So you go to ProStockHockey.com, use promo code SCOTT, that's S-C-O-T-T, my last name, yours truly, and you get an extra 10% off your total order. It's a no-brainer. Check it out, ProStockHockey.com, promo code SCOTT. Welcome to another episode of Dropping the Gloves with Sam, the new member of the podcast, taking over Tim's spot.
Uh-oh.
Sam, hello.
Finally, some good decisions around here.
Yes, we're picking it up. Larry, John, and John are here. Hope everyone's having a good week. So Tim's gone.
Thank God.
Thank God. So we were texting with Tim earlier this week, me and Larry were.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go for a bike ride, so I said, should we go for a bike ride?
Was this training?
This is, yeah, just a little training. So Tim goes, I'm in Boston until the 21st, and Larry said, I'll keep you posted. He never kept me posted.
Yeah, that's my bad.
But then an unprompted text came from Tim, and it just shows him with a guy wearing, like, wedding suits.
Yeah.
And I wish you could, maybe we can post this with,
yeah, let's do it.
With the podcast. I don't know how it works. But it was an unprompted picture of a guy, two guys, like arm in arm, not holding hands, but like arms around each other.
It's Tim and another guy.
It's Tim and another guy, and it looks like they're getting married. It's so bizarre. And it wasn't.
Was Tim eloping in Boston, his city of
Yeah,
love?
It was
That's
very
what it
strange.
Seemed like.
Because we weren't asking him for a picture. We weren't even. I just wanted to know if we can go for a bike ride. And he sends his picture
of him and his soon to be husband.
And then so Larry's like, congrats, you're such a great looking couple. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Tim, I had no idea. Congrats. So it's just so, I don't know. We'll show the picture. It was just so bizarre. But anyway, Sam's in for, oh, I don't know. He didn't respond.
He never answered.
He did not. Maybe he did get married to a man.
He did.
Maybe he accidentally sent that to you and just, now he's playing it off.
Tim doesn't accidentally do anything. He's very calculated. No, he was hoping we were going to be like, oh, you look so handsome. What are you doing? What's going on? Well, we just roasted him as soon as he sent it. So anyways, Tim's gone. Sam's in. So it's going to be a little less hockey talk today. A little bit more. Well, hockey's over anyways.
I mean, yeah, what are we going to do? That's kind of not even our fault.
Yeah, free agency's done. The draft is over. We don't need to really delve in. There's no big happenings. Marner still hasn't signed. There's really nothing much going on in the hockey world. So we're going to do a little current event stuff. We're going to do a little rookies talk. I've been watching that HBO series, Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
With the NFL rookies.
What team is it this year? I haven't watched this year, but I used to love
it. No, I'm not watching it on HBO. I'm watching on the NFL Network, so it's like years past.
Okay.
So I burned through the Houston Texans.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah. The LA Rams and one other team. I can't remember, but now I'm about to start some other team. So the Buccaneers, did I say the Buccaneers?
Nah.
So anyway, so I've been just burning through the seasons. But yeah, it's an interesting show, and it really focuses on the rookies, which is great because it shows their journey to the NFL. I don't know what they call it. In the NHL, they call it the show, but shows their path, how many rookies make it, mistakes, whatever. So it got me thinking of what it's like to be a rookie in the NHL and how's that changed since I was a rookie and what rookies do now. And even being a rookie growing up, like junior A, junior B, junior C, high school, college, the different types of hazings you go through.
I was going to ask, what'd you have done?
Initiation. So
I have a feeling you were probably the one who's dishing out the hazing.
No, I got hazed. Not
you did a chokehold on the last guy we had on the podcast.
Well, yes, that was my that was initiation.
Made you go
to,
unconscious.
That was you should not do that. But yeah, there's just different things along the way. Obviously, there's different leagues that go overboard and they're in the news for doing things where you shouldn't necessarily do, but yeah, we could talk about that and just different news stories.
Yeah, so is it like you're seeing how it correlates from like rookies in the NFL versus in the NHL? Is that like the biggest thing that you're noticing?
Like, I noticed that rookies now don't get initiated or hazed as much as they used to because they have so much more power nowadays.
Sure.
When you draft the number one overall pick, now he's like the cornerstone of your franchise, but 15 years ago, he was a rookie schmelt who, you know, still had to earn his stripes, and no one really cared if you were number one or number 50 overall. But now it's like he's got 50 million guaranteed. And well, this is the NFL. Same thing for NHL, though. Like, you can't touch the first rounders anymore. But back in the day, it was completely different.
Still fair game, like someone coming in, like
not really. If you're a first rounder, you come in and you know you're untouchable pretty much. And you the rookie party initiation gets easier the higher up you go. Mm. Like when you're my hardest initiations were probably in college. And maybe in junior B, junior A, junior C a little bit, but college was the worst. Just based on
any stories?
Not like anything super bad, but yeah, I was going to buzz through because I was a rookie for like 7 consecutive years. What? Where I just kept.
What? I don't think that's how it works.
Well, if you stay on the same team, you're not a rookie, but I literally went from like high school to junior C to junior B to junior A to college. Well, I guess 5 years in a row I was a rookie. Yeah. So it just like. Boom, 5 straight years of being a rookie. And I got the full gamut of like, okay, well, in high school, they shave your head and that's it. And so you sit down in the locker room and then they bring out the buzzers and they give you a funny haircut and you can't cut your hair for a week.
And you're saying it gets worse from there? So like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But then it gets worse until you hit pro. And then pro, it just, you spend money. They make you pay for stuff.
Okay.
Like they don't, abuse you like they do in juniors in college. So I asked you guys earlier if you have ever been in a frat, because I know they do that in fraternities where they haze guys, yeah, and then like
I kind
initiate
of think it's
them.
Like a hack down across like any sort of thing like that. You can't really do that in frats anymore. You can't do it in sports anymore.
Which I think is good to a degree, but I also think you need a sort of hazing initiation. I you don't need it, but I think it does serve its purpose.
Mm-hmm. Some character building.
You got to earn your stripes.
Well, you were in the military, Sam.
Yes.
Was there any sort of initiation when you went to a new unit or a new group of soldiers?
Oh, absolutely. Through the time in the Army, though, it got really toned down. They really
kiboshed it.
Put that on the, the back burner there, or you had to be very secretive about it.
I've seen some documentaries.
Some night hazing.
Some pretty nasty ones.
Yeah, we see the worst of the worst in the news. Like, okay, let's get the soap bars in the sock and beat the crud out of this guy so it doesn't show bruises. I've seen Full Metal Jacket. But is there any things that just like, okay, here's the new guy. Let's tell him to go get the gun grease, you know, like, but there's no gun grease or something.
Yeah,
like,
there's those all the time with the new guys. The biggest thing I can think of is when you're promoted in the Army, it's like a Velcro rank. They take it off and then they put the new rank on you. And it was a tradition for a while that everybody that outranks you gets to punch that rank on you to make sure it doesn't come off. And for like a week, you have like this like sternum just like on fire because you got punched like 40 times.
That's really funny. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. When I first went to McDonald's, they initiate McDonald's my first week. They sent me downstairs.
Like in line?
Are you working or are you just eating?
No, I was working there. And so the manager's like, hey, John, head downstairs and get me the liquid steam. And I was like, okay, liquid steam. I'm like, grade 11. I'm searching the whole basement, liquid steam. Could not find it. I'm asking other employees. They're like, no, it's behind the cups. So I was down there for like 25 minutes trying to find this liquid steam.
Oh, McDonald's.
And I'm like, man. And then they asked you, another one was to find the bacon stretcher. And so I'm like, bacon stretcher, where is this bacon stretcher? And I obviously fell for it. So yeah, even McDonald's, the initiation of the rookies happened.
That's at least funny.
When
I worked at fast food, they just made me like clean the fry grease.
That was the worst job. Yeah, I was the cook at McDonald's where I just slung the meat and then sometimes I got in the fryer, but I didn't like that, so I was just, you know, making meat, throw it in the drawers.
Slinging the meat.
Slinging the meat. The best part of McDonald's job was during your break, you could make yourself lunch. So I would make like 8 patty burgers and like a 14 or 40 piece McNugget meal. I'm like, I'll be in the break room. See ya. Here's my lunch. So yeah, I took advantage of that.
Did you get fired?
Yes, I did.
From McDonald's?
I did.
Let's hear it.
Have you told this on the pod yet?
I don't know. Maybe I can't. I was, they called me the freezer bandit. Because I was young and growing, and we would work 8-hour shifts, and I would get hungry during my shifts because I was a growing boy, I would eat a lot, and I would eat every hour or so. And so at work, I would get really, really hungry, and you would have one lunch, and that's it. And so I would periodically make a couple burgers, hide them in my apron,
John,
and then be like, I need to get some patties from the freezer. And I'd go in the freezer and eat. And then I'd throw the wrappers in the back of the freezer. So every day they would find these empty wrappers in the freezer. And they didn't know who did it until one day they must have set up a sting operation and they found me in there.
They did.
Got you.
Crushing hamburgers. And Lior, who was my manager, said, well, I got to fire you.
So you were the Hamburglar.
I was the Hamburglar.
Oh,
I did it for, I think, 4 months. I did that, and they're like, "We gotta
let you go."
Never
thought to stop leaving the wrappers in there.
I was like 16, and I didn't think it was. I guess I knew it was wrong, but I didn't think it was that wrong. And I was like, "Whatever, like I'll clean it up later." And I just didn't. I just shoved them in the back of the freezer, and yeah.
I wonder if those guys know who you are. I wonder if they're like, "Oh yeah, that's that guy,
John Scott."
I fired that guy.
They see him on the news, like NHL All-Star MVP, and like, I fired that guy.
Yeah, I still remember after he fired me, he's like, because he fired me early in the day, but he's like, well, we still want you to stay for your shift.
What?
And I was like, what?
No way.
I'm like, I'm leaving. And he's like, no, I want you to, you know, mop up and then you can leave and you'll get paid for today. I was like, I'm leaving. You just fired me. And he's like, you're mopping my office. And Lior was this like 35-year-old guy, superpower trip. And I was a 16-year-old guy, but I towered over him. I'm like, Lior, I'm not mopping this office. And he handed me the mop. And I was like, what do I do right now? And I just like, you know when you do the mic drop?
Yeah.
I'm like, you mop your own office, Lior. I dropped the mop right in front of him. Power move.
Slay.
Went and got my bike and biked home.
We need to look
Booyah! Never got paid for that day.
Follow him on Instagram. I bet he's sharing all kinds of
good Lior? Things. Who knows? He's probably still manager there. I don't know. We didn't see eye to eye.
All those that McDonald's money got to his head. He's
hey, when you're there, they really tout the way you can rise in the company really fast. Especially if you're young, you're like, you stick around for 3-4 years, you'll be manager, then you get benefits, you know, 3-4 years after that, you might be owning your own store.
Ooh.
So they really do, and they pay okay, and they give you benefits if you're there for a certain amount of time, so it's not a terrible job.
Sounds better like than that. I thought, yeah.
Yeah, I do like, I've seen a couple other fast food restaurants do that, they actually make a career path
for yeah.
people. It's really good.
But you're also working at McDonald's, so like right. it's not a glamorous job. You're slinging meat. You're oh man, some of the stuff. I yeah.
You still have to find the bacon stretcher every once in a while.
The liquid steam and the bacon stretcher. But anyways, we got sidetracked here. So we're talking about initiation. I was just gonna run through of the stuff. So high school, just a buzz cut, funny haircut, blah blah blah. Nothing too crazy. Junior C, they just make you do stuff like get my tape. You know, clean the bus, nothing random. That was the hardest part, I think, of junior B through college was you had to load all the bags on the bus. You had to unload the bus. And after every road trip, you had to clean the whole bus out, which stunk because on an 8-hour road trip, the bus is disgusting. The guys don't care about it. The guys who spit chew, they spit it on the ground. It's like, it's gross. Animals, absolute animals.
Animals.
Junior B was my first real alcohol involved rookie party where we went to the captain's house, I think it was, and we had an all night party. And I was still young at that point. Junior B, I must have been, gosh, 16 or 17 years old.
Dang.
And it was my first real embarrassing moment where I told my mom I would be home because I had never like gone out. She didn't know really the extent of the party. And so I was like, yeah, I'll be home tonight. Don't worry, I'll get someone to drive me. And I didn't show up. And that was the day before cell phone. So she somehow tracked down the home phone of my captain.
Oh, my.
Called the home. No one answered for like 3 or 4 times. And she finally got a hold of somebody. And this was like at 3 or 4 in the morning, I think. Maybe 4:30. And she got a hold of somebody, got me on the phone. She's like, where are you? I'm coming to get you. So she drove to get me at like 5:30 in the morning because no. I just like totally, I was overserved at the party and we did like some silly things, nothing like sexual or gross, but like just rookie stuff, like run around outside with her under on. It was like snowing and like 4 below, like run around this football field, you know, stuff like that. Junior A wasn't really much because everybody was a rookie. It was like a really young league. College is where I think it hit the pinnacle.
That's
just because,
where the fun starts.
Yeah, because you have guys who were 3 years older than you. They'd been there for 4 years and they really know how to do it and they have time to plan it. And so in college, it's a rookie day. Like that is your day. That's the initiation. It starts off with you meet at the captain's house at like 8 a.m. and this is what you're doing. First, we had to go to, I think it was Meijer, and they give you a list of stuff you have to buy. And it's embarrassing stuff. It's like, well, go buy diapers, go buy lube, go buy douches, go buy like all this weird random stuff like flowers and buy it and bring it back, like booze, just all this stuff for the party. Then they made us go sit on picnic tables in college for on the college campus for like 3-4 hours. And they picked one picnic table and all like 12 of us had to sit on this one picnic table. And they said, if you guys step off this picnic table, you're going to get it. And we're like, okay, like we're honestly like, okay, well, what do we do? What do we do? We don't know what we're going to do. So we sat on this picnic table for 3 hours and they came and picked us up. They said, go home, shower, get ready, then come to the party. They had paired up with this fraternity to use the frat house. And we get to this frat house and we got dressed and they said, go in this room, get dressed, and all that was in the room were the diapers that we bought.
Oh no.
And so we're like, what? And it's like, yeah, you guys were in diapers for the party tonight. And we're like, oh, really? And we had bought adult diapers, obviously. And so we all throw on these adult diapers, and then they gave us these other costumes. We had to do skits, like someone was wearing a Roman warrior, I was like a construction, it was like the what's the village people. Yeah. And we had to do skits and wear diapers the whole party, and it was fun. Like it was all in good fun, nothing really gross, but it was kind of embarrassing. So I don't know, nothing crazy. It's not like when you hear about OHL, WHL, where they make the guys strip down naked, they throw them in the bathroom of the bus, and there's like 8 of them, and they throw like a handful of quarters in, and they know how much money they have, and they said, don't come out until you know exactly how much money we threw in there.
Oh. No. Whoa.
Yeah, and I've heard some stories like that where, yeah, they make them ride in the bathroom for the whole bus ride home, like a 4-hour bus ride, all the rookies, or they make them do. It's crazy.
Yikes.
The stuff that they make them do. And, like, I can't imagine. Ugh. It's just, it's crazy.
So there's, like, definitely a line, but, like, there should be something.
That line, I think you cross the line when you do it, yeah, making them get in the bathroom when you're naked. Yeah. But that's through. A little crossing line, but yeah, there are things to kind of, you know, you gotta earn your way onto this team. Like in this office, John, what did you make your employees do?
Prefer not to talk about that.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Sign a waiver.
Oh, I'll so just funny. Let you know it was sketchy.
Yeah, I had to start producing this NHL players podcast.
It's like, yeah. The worst, the absolute worst. Yeah, so it's. And I don't see those NFL guys. They just have to do a skit. So who knows what they do during the year. But yeah, carry my pads. Like, it was kind of lame.
Tim's messaging me. I told him that we were talking about his gay wedding right now. he told me, he said, I can't believe I forgot this. One of my buddies found a picture of me. Found a picture of a guy that looks just like me wearing a Nazi uniform.
No. Yeah, right. A guy that looks like me.
Looks like
trying
them.
To cover his tracks.
Yeah,
hey, John, please read this on the podcast.
Yeah. Nice try, Tim. But anyway, so that's rookie initiation. Not too crazy, but actually I should talk about the show, what they do. In the NHL, they have a rookie party. They take you to a very fancy restaurant. All the vets order every expensive item on the menu. Like they're getting Wagyu beef steaks where it's like 1 ounce is like $100. And they're like, you know what? I'll take a 10-ounce Wagyu beef steak and, you know, bring some lobster with it too. Mm-hmm. And then they order the most expensive bottle of wine. It's funny. I was not a wine guy. I'm still not a wine guy. But now I appreciate it a little more. We would go to these parties. And what's the person called? The sommelier? Guy who picks out the wine? So he's showing us this wine. He's opening this bottle of wine next to me. And his hand's shaking. And we're in Dallas.
Is that because he's an alcoholic?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I've always wanted to open this bottle. I'm like, really? Why? He's like, this is the oldest bottle we have here. Whoa. It's a very fancy bottle. I'm like, whoa, how much does this bottle cost? He's like, it's like $9,000.
Whoa.
And he's like shaking, opening it.
A bottle of wine.
Yeah. And he's like opening it. And he gives me a bit. He's like, would you like to taste it to see if it's okay? I'm like, yeah, whatever, sure. And he poured, I felt so bad. I'm like, I just down it. I'm like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. Like, just start pouring it. And I should have let him have some, but I was just like, I had no concept of what good wine was.
Does it come
in
a box?
Yeah, I was like, just pour me a glass. Like, I'm sure it's fine. Like, can I also get a Labatt Blue while you're at it?
Can we chase this with some, like, cranberry juice?
And so you order silly things like that, like bottles of wine and shrimp and crab and lobster and steak, like, super overindulgent. And then the bill comes. And the bill's probably 25,000-30,000.
Dang.
And then the vets go, all right, rookies, thank you. And they just get up and leave. And depending on how many rookies you have, you just split the bill. Mm. And so when I was there, it was, I think we had five rookies and we each paid, I think, $6,000 or $7,000 for the rookie dinner. And so that's the initiation into the NHL, is where you pay for everyone's dinner.
I'm curious if they still do that.
Oh, they absolutely do, because I did it for 10 years. It was great. Because you pay for it, and then you hope you stay in the league. Then once you get that rookie dinner, you're like, yes. You
earned it back.
And it's one of the biggest parties of the year because, yeah, it's the first party with the whole team, and everybody's getting to know each other, and you usually do it at a nice restaurant on the road, and you just
spilled the beans for all the college kids listening.
If you make the show,
be prepared.
Be prepared for that first paycheck to go right to a dinner.
Go to Texas Roadhouse, please.
Yeah, right. I know.
Go to Applebee's tonight.
No, you're going to like Ocean Prime or Morton's or all these like really restaurants I would have no business going to if it wasn't for this rookie party.
I love a good White Castle.
You know what? I only had White Castle once. It was in Minnesota, and I think I ate 17 to 22 burgers.
Whoa. So good.
It was so good.
It's the worst gas afterwards. Like, you smell.
I don't remember that part, but it was so good.
Are they even in Michigan?
Minnesota. I don't know if they're in Michigan.
They're in Indiana. They're in Chicago.
Okay.
None of those are in Michigan. So
Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're in Indiana and Chicago. I know they're in Minnesota.
Great. Yeah, sure. That answers it.
But anyway, so that's being a rookie, Larry.
I feel enlightened.
Do you think it's like toned down now that everybody has a camera? Like, you don't want to be the athlete that's on TMZ because you hazed a rookie?
Well, and then I think that's the main problem. And then if you get caught, there's so much stuff that, like, you get kicked off the team. You go to jail. You get, like, killed by the social media. It's just which is why canceled. Everybody's so soft. Which brings me, I saw something today that got my blood boiling. I was just scrolling through the news, and there was an article out of California that some mayor, or I don't know what the person's title was, they just put in a law, I don't know what you call it, I don't know the terms, that they got rid of all of the gender words for the state of California or the county where they were.
Yeah.
So, like, a manhole. You can't call it a manhole now. You call it a person hole.
John.
Right? I have a list here.
This is jail time if you say it.
No, a manhole is now a maintenance hole. Whoa. You go to jail if you say it now?
Whoa.
That's what this headline says.
New California law allows jail time for using wrong gender pronoun. It's unbelievable.
This might be dated.
It might be dated. No, I bet you it's from today. And then it's just silly things. Like when you sign a contract for work.
Here it is.
It's like, you can't say a pregnant woman. They have to say a pregnant person. And, you know, I'm no doctor, but I can't remember the last time a man was pregnant. Can you remember that?
I cannot.
So I am struggling with the United States right now.
It's kind of hand in hand with the, you know, hazing thing too.
It's like, so incredibly soft.
Right.
Are you saying hazing is how people get pregnant?
Sometimes.
I mean, that's what you made us do when we came into the office.
Larry, we're going to keep trying until you get pregnant.
No.
Why do you think we hire so many people?
It's just the whole country is just getting so soft.
Sure.
It blows my mind. Like, what's... I am at a loss. Sam, you're an Army guy.
Yeah.
Does this drive you bananas? Like, you're not a soft guy like John and Larry are.
It, to a point, it's just like, where do we stop? Like, when do we draw the line?
Right? Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't like the way your hair look. It offends me. You need to get a new haircut. Everybody has to be the same. You can't say anything that's going to upset somebody. Oh, the way you're killing my vibe, Larry. It's just, I don't like it. Yeah, it just...
Or you go to jail.
Yeah, you can't upset anybody.
Right.
Or else you're in trouble. Like, what happened to having thick skin? It's like manhole. Are you kidding me? Call it a woman hole. Call it a woman hole. I don't care. Hole. Doesn't bother me.
No.
It's not going to ruin my day. I'm not going to get upset by, oh, that manhole really sets me off. Or that woman hole. I'm a man. That bothers me. Ah, it drives me crazy.
Saying, I'm not allowed in that hole because I'm not a man?
Is that what you're saying?
It's like, yeah, go ahead. You can go down there.
I'm not allowed to get pregnant because I'm not a woman? Is that what you're saying? This offends me. What were the other? There were some other ones. Like, I understand a fireman. I get it. You can call him a firefighter. I understand that because, yes, a woman and a man can be a fireman or a firefighter. Excuse me. Policeman, call him a police officer.
Sure.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But they can't even say, like, a repairman.
A repair?
Repairman.
Repair officer? What do you say?
You say a repairer.
A repairer?
They've almost became, like, repairer. Words that don't hold gender to them. It's just the name for that thing, you know? It's like, why even adjust it? It's
you
just
can't like a call it a sorority or a fraternity.
Oh, no.
You have to call it a collegiate Greek system residence.
Unreal. No way.
Late.
Okay, that's where the lines drop.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. A sportsman? You want to be a sportsman to go and hunt and fish? You got to be a hunter now.
Okay.
Hunters.
Sports people.
Sports people. A craftsman? You're building stuff with your hands? Can't. Crafts people. Artisans.
Artisan
cheese.
No.
But it's like, and I saw, what if, why do you have to take it as a man? What if like a, what if it's like a human instead of a man? You know what I mean?
Human.
Yeah. Like
you
a man power.
Human, John.
Human power. Why can't it just be a human?
It's Hugh person.
Ugh, Hugh whatever. Person. I just have a feeling if this country ever does go to war and it's hand-to-hand combat, we're just going to get ran over by like Finland. Because Finland doesn't do this stuff. They're just going to come in and start, like, if somehow there was ever an electronic shutdown where all the electronics went black and it was all hand-to-hand combat and guns, the USA would get smoked. We would have, I would think, 100,000 good soldiers. Then the rest would be like, guns.
I'm going to hide in the manhole. Hole.
I'm going to go hide in that person hole. Hopefully no one gets me. Oh my gosh. It just drives me bananas. It really does. It's so soft. Ugh. Anyways.
Wow. Don't break my table,
it's
John.
It's just so bad. Do you need some new hockey gear? You need a new hockey stick? Some gloves? But do you want the best hockey gear available? I know I do. I can't use the stuff that's out there these days. So when I need new hockey gear, I go to ProStockHockey.com. They have legit pro hockey sticks, pro gloves, pro everything you need. They get it right from the NHL. And you don't have to make NHL money to buy this stuff, which is great. You go there, ProStockHockey.com. They got sticks under $160. The cool thing is, you buy a stick, you get 3 free rolls of tape. So that means if you buy, let's do the math. 2 sticks, you get 6 rolls. 3 sticks, you get 9 rolls. 10 sticks, you get 30 rolls of tape. So, hey, it's a no-brainer. All the sticks, super cheap, $160 or less. If you go to the store and want to buy a stick off the rack, it's like $250 and it's not even a Pro Stock stick. Pro Stock Hockey gets the stuff right from the show. They put it right on their website. The sticks are $160 or less, and they all come with a 30-day warranty. So if you're on the ice, you rip a clapper and the stick breaks, you send it back, they'll give you a new one. So you go to ProStockHockey.com, use promo code SCOTT, that's S-C-O-T-T, my last name, yours truly, and you get an extra 10% off your total order. So you get a stick, $160, 10% off. You get your stick for under $150. You get your 3 rolls of tape. It's a no-brainer. Check it out, ProStockHockey.com, promo code SCOTT.
And like just to like caveat on that, when I was in the Army, I was in the Army's testing brigade at Fort Bliss in Texas, and we weren't allowed to take our cell phones with us because they don't want you taking pictures of this new tech or there's like geographic tracing that they can do with cell phones or whatever. But I saw a grown adult soldier, these people that are charged with defending the United States, cry over not being able to have their cell phone for a week.
Yeah. A soldier.
Physically crying. Uh-oh. Tears.
A man.
It's insane.
I wouldn't go that far as to
a
say
male. Oh, sorry. A human.
he is a human that has
A penis?
Male parts.
Okay,
yeah.
So it is a man genetically, but spiritually and mentally a little boy?
A baby.
He is not prepared for the job yet.
So you're entrusting this person who can't be taken away from his cell phone for an hour to protect your country in a stressful situation. Do you think this kid is going to protect you when it comes down to it? When you can't even like let go of his, what if I get a Facebook notification?
Was it like that, or was his like wife in labor or something?
No, it was just
the benefit of a doubt.
It was just like, I need my cell phone to be a human still.
I got a gram.
What if Beyonce drops a new beat?
Oh, that's my true. Gosh. That, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Hopefully you hazed him.
Oh, unofficially, yes.
Sam, there's a lot of winking going on across the table.
Winks don't come through very well on a podcast,
no,
do they?
But yeah, that's embarrassing. I find myself with my cell phone just trying to, I got to be better with not using it.
I like the screen time.
Or crutch.
It gives you the screen time notification. That really makes you feel like a piece of crap.
Oh, it embarrasses you. Especially
when
I've been
on the phone for 2 hours today.
Oh my gosh. It's super embarrassing.
It's good to have, though. I mean, what do you guys feel about, like, no phones in the bedroom? That's a new thing I'm just starting. I got, like, an official alarm clock.
I like that, Larry.
Just, like, I find myself, like, I'm ready for bed. And mm-hmm. then, like, I'm just like, well, I can check one more thing. And then it's, like, 45 minutes goes by and I've read tweets that don't matter. And it's like, dude, just go to bed.
No, it's so bad. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I need to do something because, man, I just, like, start playing cards. The next thing I know, like an hour's gone by and I've been playing cards for an hour.
Like on your phone cards?
On my phone, yeah. Because I play spades.
Yeah.
And you can play it online, so you can play people. And it's like an hour goes by and like, it's 11:30 at night. Like I've literally been laying here for an hour playing cards. It's crazy. So yeah, that's a good idea. I like that idea.
I'm like the exact opposite though. Like I have the kids, so I want to make sure like I'm at work all day. I come home and we don't get cell phones out until after he goes to bed. So it's like the opposite. So we're like,
that's different. Yeah.
So
for sure.
The time that's supposed to be me and my wife together, we're just, Oh yeah.
No, he was Twitter, doing a scrolling motion on his phone. Just so you know, cause yes, it doesn't translate. You see that noise.
Once the kid's in bed. Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, he's scrolling on his phone, everybody.
Gotta get that feed.
I'm new.
No, I need to be better at that. Cause yeah, when I'm around my kids 24/7 and it's like, I just get distracted. It's like, okay, I'm going to grab it. I'm going to check my email. Well, then I'll check the news. Well, you know what? I could play a card game real quick. I'm going to go take a dump. Next thing you know, it's like, okay, I've been there for half an hour and I need to, so I need to be a lot better with that. It's not good.
Yeah, something every guy can relate to. Like, oh. You got to take your phone with you to sit on the toilet.
Get off the toilet. Both your legs are asleep.
There's that mark on your thighs and your bum. Yeah, you've been here too long.
So you all have kids. When are you guys going to let them use cell phones? Or do you guys
never,
already?
Never. I am never.
No, you be realistic. I think once they hit 16...
Well, they're going to be
driving.
They're going to be away
for
from
like
you.
A safety reason, or like give them like a flip phone until
I just think 16 is good just because they don't need it before then. Mm-hmm. If they need a phone, they can use their friends. Like everybody has phones. That's the goal. But who knows? Like my friend, they give their kids when they're 8, 7, and 8, they have, their kids have phones. So
yeah,
it's hard.
My daughter's 9 and a lot of the kids in her class have iPhones. I could not imagine giving my kid an iPhone. There's no way.
Bizarre. Access to the world that, like, I'd be so afraid to have, like, my kid just know the things that I can know on Instagram in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary.
So, like, for me, like, I'm, like, a pretty easygoing guy, but I'm terrified of exposing my son to the internet. Mm-hmm. There's so much awful
John's
stuff
on
out
the
there.
Internet.
Yep.
Look out.
They listen to this podcast.
They let me on the internet. My son should not be there.
Yeah, it's just something. It's too much too soon. I don't think it needs to be. You don't need to open that door. I think you keep it closed as long as you can because it will get open and they will see stuff. Like I know when my kids get older, they will watch all my fight tapes. They will listen to all my podcasts and they will do like all the research and dig up everything that they'll read everything about me. And it's terrifying because I've done and said a lot of things I wish I hadn't done or said. So, yeah, I want to keep them away from that as long. Keep my image in their heads of just, yay, dad, rather than dad. What?
Why'd you hit that guy?
What? Yeah, why did you hit that guy?
Have you had that moment yet where someone's like, hey, do you know what your dad did?
Not yet. Awesome. No. No one has.
I'll tell him.
Yeah. Come and watch this, you guys.
Ava, did you know what your dad did?
Here's a compilation, not yeah. just one.
No, it will happen, but hopefully not too soon.
Yeah. They got to be older. They got to understand what it is.
Well, they don't understand fighting.
At a certain age. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, why are you fighting? I don't understand. Like, I think once they get to a certain age, we'll cross that bridge. But yeah.
You got a house of all girls too. Your dynamics are different.
It's a little different. Boys. Yeah.
My boys fight a lot more all day and yeah, they're having a great time. They're
yeah.
punching each other and they're rolling. And like, I never taught them that. They just do it.
Yeah. We get daily, Dad, Gabriella stuck her tongue out at me. Let's get her in trouble. Like, that's the kind of stuff that we get in trouble for.
This morning before I came to work, Oliver was crying because Owen had tied his legs up with duct tape and locked him in his room. I was getting my computer and a waffle to go to work.
Yeah, no, that would not happen. Mine's like, Dad, she's using my horse for our game, and it's my horse. That's like a big deal in our household. It's no one's getting tied up with duct tape. It's just, yeah. Girls are a lot more sensitive, but just different. Not as aggressive. Yeah, it is funny.
And then they're fine. Like, boys are always fine. Girls, one minute later, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, they hold on to things a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be at least one of them, I think, constantly that's, like, upset at somebody else. And they, like, you know, pull themselves away from the group, have a little quiet time.
So yeah. I'd regroup. Prefer if you guys stop identifying them as boys and girls.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, you're honestly. Right, Larry. Well, I can't even say daughter. Child. My human child.
Non-penis bearing.
Yes. Yes. Non-penis. Gender neutral.
My child. Non-binary child.
Yeah, non-binary. We don't know which way she, what is it called? What's the term? She
chooses.
No.
Identifies.
Yeah. We don't know what she identifies as yet.
Okay.
Or we don't know what way my child identifies. Because I don't want to call her a girl. Because that would be insulting to my child.
I actually saw this online a couple days ago. Somebody like painted their like brand new baby boy's room like baby blue, like yeah. you do for kids. And someone was like, "How do you know?" Like, this is just in the comments. I was like, "Well,
ultrasound."
Well, that's what he came out with. Like,
yeah,
that's what he is until he decides. Like,
but what if he painted that room pink? Would everybody be happy? It's like, oh, you're so progressive. It's like, holy moly! I'll paint my kid's room whatever color I want to paint it. Yeah. Granola eating. Oh, God. One of my fantasies.
John's sweating right now. He hates so
granola.
Fired up.
I actually enjoy granola. Here's one of my fantasies, and it's transitioned as I've gotten older. My original fantasy was to be walking and have a group of teenagers insult my family somehow, like a group of four teenagers.
Does it have to be four?
Three or four. In that range. I want to be realistic with my skills.
Yeah.
And they say something derogatory to myself or my family, and then I go and take care of business and beat them all up. That was my fantasy. And now it's evolved into some kind of like, gosh, social justice warrior. Is that what you call him?
Oh, yeah.
Saying something to like correct me. And then I just like go and like clean house of like 20 of those people because I feel like I could. And just like, that's my fantasy now is to have someone who's like super, super liberal say something. You can't call it a tree, man. It's a living being. And then like just completely just.
John Scott arrested for assault after accidentally calling a maintenance hole.
This poor guy that accidentally picked a fight with John Scott. Like,
you can't hit me. I'm a human being. Whack.
I feel like hockey's like the only sport left that's not really, they're not bending on anything.
No, which is nice. And that's why I think hockey will be the one sport that I think fans will gravitate to longer. Basketball too, but basketball was never really physical. Football, I think, is on shaky ground just because of all the penalties.
Every year there's less contact.
It's just not fun anymore.
You can't even look at a quarterback without getting a penalty.
Oh,
now.
It's I watched the old films of like, I just watched 30 for 30 on Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers and like the hits that they used to do. Oof. You would be kicked out of the league now.
Yeah, elbow to the face, to the helmet. And
they would talk about it after the game. He's like, what'd you do to Lynn Swann? I forearmed him right in the face. He was sleeping on the field.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
And he's like, no fines, no suspensions. Mm-hmm. And then Lynn Swann's like, yeah, I was sleeping on the field. And he was playing like the next quarter.
Love it.
It's so crazy.
No,
but yeah.
No concussion protocol back
no.
then.
No. No, you get some smelling salts and you're on your way. You got your bell
out there.
Got your bell rung. That's how it used to be. Now it's like, let's go sit down in the dark room, which you have to. I get it. But yeah, it's just, it's a different generation, Larry. Should we talk about Area 51? We were talking about.
Oh, yeah, we can.
We have to.
You, John, yeah. Sam, you guys are the, well, Sam's the military. He's going to protect Area 51.
And John's the weirdo. He actually has to leave like in 10 minutes to go there.
No, that's not, are you going?
That's not my job anymore.
So for those of you who don't know, there was a big, what do you call it, a petition going around?
It was like a Facebook.
It's like a Facebook event.
A Facebook event, yeah.
An event, and people committed to going to Area 51 to rush the fences to get into Area 51 to see what was happening behind
the gates.
There's
like a million people that have said they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, and it started off with like 30,000. Now apparently there's a million people committed to go to Area 51 to rush the gates. I don't know what the date is. Is it a good idea?
I'm curious. I hope they do it so I know what's there.
I have a feeling it's just going to be a giant letdown where all they're doing there is developing like military grade weapons, yeah, like kind of supersonic planes. Like I watched a show on Discovery about Skunk Works.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? And they're based out of there and they just develop all these high tech like drones, and they did the stealth bomber and they did all these massive reconnaissance planes that can fly like 60,000 feet in the air and take like massive high tech pictures, and bombs can't get them. And that's what they developed there. That's like what the big thing at Area 50 was. Area 51 was back in the day during like the Cold War. So I don't know what now.
They got to test this stuff somewhere. Like you can't just make these crazy ass planes and drones and then just send them to battle
or fly them over populations.
Right.
And everyone thinks they're UFO. I just saw that the Marshall Islands, where they tested all the nuclear bombs back in the day, they still have like crazy amounts of radiation, more than like Chernobyl and stuff. And it's crazy. Like, that nuclear stuff really does.
That show is crazy. Did you watch Chernobyl?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's really good.
It's a show?
Yeah, it's a HBO miniseries.
I don't have HBO, John. I can't afford it.
It's great.
For a little update there, there's 1.6 million that are attending the event, and 1.2 million are interested in the event.
Oh, so if I'm not an engineer, but that's 2.8 million potentially storming the gate. So as a military guy, how would you protect Area 51?
What would you do, Sam?
If you had 2.8 million people getting ready to rush the gates and you didn't want them in the building.
Well, there's this thing that the military has called CRAM, which is a very fast and very powerful machine gun.
I saw that on Super Troopers. Is that Ramrod?
Car Ramrod.
That will
say it.
Annihilate people. Pretty fast. This technology is good enough that they can shoot mortars and rockets out of the air.
No.
So they can definitely shoot Kyle running across the desert.
Have you seen Kyle, though?
I don't think they're going
to. Kyle's all hopped up on Monster Energy drink and Four Loko.
Yeah. Backwards hats.
They wouldn't. Do you think they would get to that level?
I don't think they would shoot anybody.
If those people were crazy enough, just say 10,000 of them were crazy enough to jump the fence and rush the gates and rush the building, what level do they go to?
Surely they have pellets or something. Rubber.
There's so many like non-lethal options that they can use before it gets to that point. But if it becomes like a violent situation,
like tasing everybody,
a military base is going to defend itself.
There is a lethal option though. That's the last line. If you get within 50 feet of the building, you're going down.
And I've seen like documentaries of people that get like within a mile of Area 51, and guys in black SUVs show up and scoop them up, and they're like, "No, you can't be here, man! Like, get out of here!"
Crazy. Well, you said at the Fort Knox. What happened to you at Fort Knox?
So I had some pre-deployment training at Fort Knox, and we stopped outside of like the actual gold depository. And I was like, "I want to get a picture of this." I bring out my cell phone. Not even like 30 seconds, the guy's at the gate like, "Hey, you can't take pictures or video of this building. Chill out, man." Like,
that's crazy.
Was it somebody in the military or just a civilian mad at you?
It was Kyle, I guess. What up, bro? Get out of here.
So you were outside of the gates.
Outside of the gates.
Not even in the building.
And they were already in my business.
Really?
So I'm sure Area 51 is substantially higher than that.
Well, not to mention they're blasting it on Facebook that millions of people are planning on being at this place.
Is it like kind of a bit too, though?
I'm sure it's a big scam, a big joke.
It's not like real, is it?
Well, the Air Force has already made statements saying like, "We are going to defend Area 51 if you decide to attack." So best of luck, essentially.
I hope something happens. I hope no one gets killed.
Sure.
But I hope people do jump the fence and then they just get dealt with accordingly.
Somebody is going to show up.
I'm sure. It's going to be great. I would love to see that. Just like, oh, you jump in the fence, whack, 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 beanbags in the forehead.
Or... I'm just excited for the internet content that's going to come out of 12 guys showing up to Area 51 to try and raid it.
I hope, well, I bet you there'll be a decent crowd. There's a lot of weirdos in this country and a lot of people who think, well, this we deserve to see what's inside those walls. Well, we pay our taxes.
Well, even if 10% of this 1.6 million people show up, that's quite a substantial force.
40, 50 people. I'm no math major. 10%
at least
of a million.
50 total.
Yeah.
No, do you know what the date is?
September 20th, 2019.
Oh, they're giving themselves some time.
At 3 a.m.
Know what they should do is just move whatever's there out of it and let these people come. They have enough time.
I know.
They got Area 52.
They have till September to get all the stuff out of there.
Right.
I wonder if they're actually worried. They must be planning. They must have some kind of contingency.
Oh, 100%. There's some plan put in place just in case.
How fun would that be to plan?
It's not just for this. I'm sure these places have...
Well, they probably have contingencies if we're being attacked by the Russians or a spy. But like,
not by our own kind.
Okay, we're having 50,000 weirdos at the gate. What do we do? I'm sure like a couple commanders like, okay, this we can have some fun with this. Like, let's get the hoses out there.
I also bet everyone who's like clicked like on that list is like on some secret list.
Oh, yeah.
You're everything that they've ever done.
You're officially on the no-fly list.
Yep. That's so true. That's awesome.
Even Sam, for having it up on his computer right now, is already being interrogated.
That'd be so
Any
funny.
Black helicopters out there?
All right, everybody. Thank you to Sam, John, and Larry. Hope you enjoyed this. Different.
I think we just lost a lot of followers.
We lost a lot of followers.
This episode.
Yeah.
There'd definitely be some editing.
Yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
We're doing our best, everybody. Thank you very much for listening.
This is what happens when hockey is
over.
When
Tim's gone, it just goes off the rails.
Gone.
Tim holds it together.
Tim, he's such a nice guy that he just keeps us together. So,
but I love the Sam edition talking about war. Just having that kind of I love it. I might have to bring another mic in here.
I'll be here next week.
Or it might be too many cooks in the kitchen. I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about it. All right, everybody.
We kick John out.
You're John.
You, John.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Cheers.